City officials in Troy are looking for answers about malfunctioning police cameras. It comes amid community concern over a recent uptick in crime. Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello aims to bring cameras up tonight at a previously scheduled Council Finance Committee meeting.
I added the surveillance police cameras, which have been malfunctioning over the past couple years, off and on, to the agenda. I believe it's time to stop talking about it, put together a plan. The council, I certainly am ready to work with the mayor. I'm ready, willing, and able. If we need to bond, we will do so for funding to ensure that we get an appropriate vendor on board to ensure that these cameras are working all the time and all at once.
Mantello says it's time to push all excuses aside.
What we're being told over the past several months is it's not a hardware issue, it's a software issue. It's a data technology SD card issue. Well, fix the issue. Other municipalities' cameras are up and running. The people of Troy, the neighborhoods of Troy deserve to know that these cameras are up and running and that they're functioning at all times properly.
Referring to an informational meeting Monday to address recent violence in Lansingburg, Mantello adds that the cameras may not necessarily be a panacea, but do effectively deter and sometimes help solve crime. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden's office issued a statement hailing the Lansingburg meeting as a great opportunity for residents to interact with the chief of police and gain a better understanding of how they can help public safety efforts in their neighborhoods. Troy Police Chief Brian Owens agrees.
A lot of good input and concern shared by community members. I thought there was a very wide representation, not just from the Lansingburg area, but even our north central neighborhoods. In terms of the surveillance cameras, that's a project that we've been working on for months to try to figure out how to upgrade, replace, and improve the system as it exists. We're looking at multiple vendors, different options on how we can solve the problem of the network connections, storage, and the cameras themselves. We'll provide an update this evening to the council, and we'll see what their priorities are in terms of funding or expanding the program or just trying to get what we have in place working better.
Tonight, there's going to be no excuses. We want a timeline. We want a plan. And the council, I believe, on both sides of the aisle will unanimously support whatever it takes. Let's just stop talking about it. Let's get them fixed. Let's get them up and running and working at all times.
The Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. in Troy City Council chambers. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.